USA News, I'm John Schaefer. As the conflict between Israel and Hamas enters its third week, Israeli fighter jets have intensified their attacks on Gaza. Simultaneously, the White House is urging Israel to refrain from a ground invasion, emphasizing the importance of securing the release of hostages that are held by the Palestinian militant group. Additionally, there are reports that the U.S. is bolstering its defenses in the region due to concerns that that conflict could potentially spread to Lebanon or even Iran. Hamas has recently released two additional hostages, citing humanitarian grounds as the reason. However, a senior advisor to the Israeli prime minister has expressed skepticism about the claim.
Releasing two, and they want to project themselves as, I don't know, as a normal political organization, as a humanitarian organization. But what is the truth? This is a brutal terrorist organization.
The hostages were identified as two Israeli women. The release comes after two American hostages were freed last Friday. In September, close to 270,000 unauthorized immigrants were apprehended while crossing the southern border, marking the highest monthly figure ever recorded. Among the individuals, mostly from Central America, were 18 whose names appeared on the terror watch list. Detroit police are emphasizing that the stabbing death of the president of a local synagogue is not believed to be connected to anti-Semitism.
We don't feel, as of this press conference, that there's anything that supports anyone else being at risk as it relates to a hate crime.
Police Chief James White stated that they are actively pursuing a suspect in the case. Samantha Wall, who was discovered with multiple stab wounds on a sidewalk near her home Saturday morning, held the position of president at the Isaac Agree downtown Detroit synagogue. And nine Republicans are vying for the next House Speaker position. The Republican conference will convene this evening to hear from the candidates. This is USA News.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822.
Senator Ted Cruz is proposing conditions for federal aid allocated to public schools for broadband access. Under his proposal, schools would need to implement restrictions on accessing social media platforms in order to be eligible for the funding. Additionally, Cruz's bill would establish guidelines to regulate the amount of screen time assigned to students as part of their academic coursework. In a statement, the Texas Republican characterized social media as addictive and distracting, expressing concerns about its potential to be misused or harmful to children. A group of union members who've gone on strike are urging UAW President Sean Fain to join them in receiving the same $500 paycheck as a gesture of solidarity. The union asserts that Fain will still receive his full salary, which is estimated to exceed $200,000. Monday, the UAW broadened its strike against the Big Three automakers to encompass a significant Stellantis plant in Detroit. The son of the Nashville police chief is wanted for shooting two Laverne police officers. Lance Pry has more.
A manhunt continues for the chief of police's estranged son for shooting two police officers. John Drake Jr. is accused of shooting the officers Saturday afternoon while they were investigating a stolen vehicle outside a Dollar General. Police in Laverne, Tennessee say both officers are in stable condition after being shot. Laverne is about 20 miles southeast of Nashville. Authorities say the suspect is the estranged son of Nashville Police Department Chief John Drake.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.